Now on the line I have Angela Rutledge. Good afternoon, Angela.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for taking the call. Now, am I right in saying you're a part owner of Olive's Room?
That's right.
In St. Anne's Park?
That's correct.
And
we're
you're
having a little festival here this Saturday in cooperation with Dublin City Council, the Parks and Biodiversity Department, connecting food, nature and sustainability. So I guess sustainability is what everybody's talking about at the moment, but in Olive's Room as a restaurant, I suppose we're very conscious about what we can do for our, you know, for our waste footprint and our carbon footprint. And we began 2019 thinking about how we could improve things. And I think DCC Parks Department are very focused on that as well. So we decided what more beautiful location for a festival to celebrate the good things about the area, so the local produce, and try and connect that amazing food in this area with sustainability and nature.
Yeah, and if you have the weather that we have at the moment, it'll be great. It'll be a lovely day.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. So, ironically, for climate change festival, we're hoping for good weather in September.
And there's a lot happening. Now, this is kicking off. Is it around 9:30 in the morning?
That's right. So we start at 9:30 with our series of talks. We have three talks during the day with a variety of experts, from food producers to people involved in waste management. We have Food Cloud there. They have a waste management platform, kind of connecting charities with restaurants like ourselves or supermarkets that might be getting rid of or have surplus food. We have a lady from Trifocal, which is the European waste program. We have later in the afternoon, we have JP McMahon of the Michelin Star Restaurant in the year coming over from Galway to talk to the audience about his experience. He runs a festival called Food on the Edge as well. We have Rachel Allen, and we have a climate change journalist, John Gibbons. And we also have Dr. Tara Shine, who is the co-presenter on A Wild Irish Year on RTE at the moment. And she has a business focused on helping people to make small changes, small change by degrees. So that's just the talks. And then we have two cooking demos at Rachel Allen as well. Down in Ballymaloe, where Rachel is a teacher, as well as being a TV chef and author, they have a sustainability program. So she's going to be doing two menus focused on using Irish local produce. We have free activities for the kids. We have Hatling's opening air cinema showing two movies. One is The Lorax, based on Dr. Seuss's book, and the other one is a Kenyan movie called Thank You for the Rain, and it's about a farmer's fight against climate change. And that's very interesting. That's at 6:00. And then as well, we have our own gig that night with Irish musicians, spoken word poet John Cummins, and comedian Kevin Gildee, and a feast celebrating all of our local producers here as part of Taste the Island, the Discover Ireland initiative, which really got this all started as well.
Lots going on, yeah. And as I say, the weather is good, it'll be great. And I imagine the solar powered outdoor cinema is going to depend a lot on the weather.
Well, fingers crossed. But you know what? It doesn't actually rain that much in Dublin, compared to the rest of Ireland. So it rarely buckets down so much that they have to cancel an event and just to ask people to dress for the weather. So the Lorax is at 3 p.m. and Thank You for the Rain is at 6 p.m. It's free, but you can register on the Hatlings website to see the movie, just so they have an idea of the numbers that are coming. They're usually hugely popular, and that cinema is going to be just outside the Red Stables. There's parking off Mount Prospect Avenue in the car park there. It's free parking, or you can always, we're encouraging people to walk or cycle or take public transport as well.
That sounds brilliant. Sounds like a great day. And there's also face painting for the children. And I'm reading here an outdoor wildlife learning and survival. What the survival?
That's right. So Rosie is a face painter. She's really of just the quality of her face painting is spectacular. You know, she's really a body artist as well. She does the most beautiful designs for kids. She'll be there from 1 until 5 in the Red Stables. And then there is outdoor wildlife learning and survival skills. There's 4 sessions of that, around 45 minutes. Just a really nice opportunity for the whole family to go for a little walk in the forest that we have here in St. Anne's. and just reconnect with nature and maybe look at the berries growing on the trees and have a chat about those with the experts from the owls.
Yeah, and it's St. Anne's Park. It's a beautiful park. We go walking down there myself and my wife a lot. And the farm, the urban farm, which I interviewed about.
We're also doing a tour over as far as the Dublin City Urban Farm and the allotments. So much amazing work going on over there, all on a voluntary basis. At the Dublin City Farm, they have big black pigs and they have hens and a goose. They're growing vegetables, feeding animals, and they do lots of workshops there as well. And of course, there's allotments, a lot of dedicated people working those allotments, including ourselves. So there'll be opportunities to go for a walk from here at the Red Stables over to the allotments on the farm and just take a tour around and see what's going on there and how we can actually grow our own food and use the little patches of green that are around us to make things more sustainable by growing food very locally.
Yeah, and I know we had a community garden here a while ago, and they were bringing in children to grow their own vegetables, and then
wonderful
to eat them. And you know, I'd say it was harder trying to get them to eat the vegetables than it was trying to get them to grow them.
Yeah, absolutely. But isn't it so amazing to just actually for kids to be able to put their hand on the earth and see the vegetable that's going to later be on their plate? It makes it so different, and of course it's so tasty and fresh when you grow it like that.
Yeah, and children and young people now are much more aware of the environment and climate change than say we were back in the day.
I think so, but there is so much, I suppose there's so much still to be done. Maybe it's more in terms of educating adults than it is in terms of educating children, because it's complicated. It's not straightforward where we get our food from or how we make our living from it. So yeah, I think children might be leading the way, but we still have a lot to learn.
Okay, now we're talking about the festival, and I'd imagine that you need to, the booking would be necessary, particularly for the Rachel Allen demonstrations.
That's right. You can go to redstablesfestival.ie to book for Rachel Allen or for our Nighthawks gig and feast in the evening. And you can pay online there. It's €20 for the Rachel Allen demo or €40 for the Nighthawks gig and feast. Both represent great value. Or you can drop into us here in Olive's Room at Red Stables and just pay at the till inside.
Yeah, you're one of the organisers of this. Is that right, Alan?
Yes, I am. I'm a co-owner of Olive's Room, and we work very closely with Dublin City Council Parks and Biodiversity Department, and they're just, it's really, really quite, they have a lot of vision for the green spaces in the city. And I suppose along with the good people in there and myself, we're organising this event. But we have buy-in from all the stakeholders in the park. So you have St. Anne's Park run every weekend, Saturday for the grown-ups and Sunday for the juniors. You've got a fantastic market here on Saturday as well. And there's so many community groups that we've been in contact with about this festival, and the farm and the allotment holders. We're all just really excited that this is happening. As for the first time to celebrate something about nature, you know, and to celebrate the Red Stables as opposed to, I suppose, a more general fun fair.
Yeah, and the Red Stables itself is a great place to visit, and there's a little art gallery in there as well.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, this weekend there's going to be a visual arts exhibition by four artists, one of whom, Miriam Dowling. She is her landscapes of Clontarf are just beautiful and so popular. But she also runs art classes here in the Red Stables every week, even for children as young as 2 years old. And my son goes to them, and for him to be able to come away having created something 2 years old, and also not having made a mess of my kitchen, it's fantastic. She's a wonderful teacher as well, yeah, as a wonderful artist. Her exhibition is actually opening for Culture Night on the Friday night, and there will also be a walk by St. Anne's Park Walk on the Friday night and on the Saturday. That's a free walk around St. Anne's, where Jared from St. Anne's Park Walks is going to be explaining the history of the park. So really, there's so much going on. I'm forgetting.
Yeah, just
to tell you,
lots and lots going on. And the tours of the city farm and also the St. Anne's Park Estate. If there's no booking required for them, but I'd imagine the places are limited.
places are limited, but at the same time, we'll try and accommodate everybody. So just try and be on time here in the Red Stables for that tour of the allotments and the farm. Everything is free except for the Rachel Allen demos and the Nighthawks gig. So just be on time, and there'll be signage and there'll be people here to help you, and we'll be sure to find something for you to enjoy here on Saturday.
Great stuff. And all the event details, and if people want to book tickets, it's all available on redstablesfestival.ie. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, Angela, listen, thank you very much for taking the call. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Thank you. Just thank you very, very much for giving me the opportunity to get on to you and talk about it. And we hope, fingers crossed, for the weather on Saturday.
Yeah, and I thank you very much for helping organise the whole thing. It sounds fantastic. And as I said, there's an awful lot happening, but people can go onto the website if they missed anything or we missed anything.
Exactly.
Okay, Angela, listen, thank you very much for taking the call.